Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. Man, we're only less than a week into 2025 and there's a lot going on. So, a lawsuit has been filed by Nooshin Faraji, a hairstylist at Fox Sports 1, against Skip Bayless and executives at Fox Sports. Now, Joy Taylor is also part of this lawsuit, but we'll get more into that later. But in regards to Skip, he allegedly began making sexual advances towards her starting in 2017 up until last year, 2024. So this includes lingering hugs, kisses on the cheek, and him allegedly saying he can change her life if she had sex with him, offering her $1.5 million in exchange for sex, allegedly. Now, after she refused, he threatened her job. And she also alleges that he accused her of sleeping with Shannon Sharp, his former co-host on Undisputed. Also in the lawsuit, it describes an interaction where he made an advance, and this is what was said. "Skip, stop. You have a wife." Skip Bayless then responded, "Aren't you Muslim? Doesn't your dad have 3 to 4 wives?" Ms. Faraji responded that her father was dead. And when Mr. Bayless looked taken aback, she made an excuse to leave. Now, there's a lot of shocking allegations in here. And like I said earlier, Joy Taylor is also part of this lawsuit. Now, there's an instance where Faraji alleges that Charlie Dixon, an executive over at FS1, grabbed her butt, and she told Joy Taylor about this, and she said, "Get over it." Now, of course, this is alleged, and there's also allegations that Joy Taylor was having sexual relations with Emmanuel Acho, a current host over at FS1, right? And she also had sexual relations with Charlie Dixon. She says that she advised Joy Taylor to not sleep with both men because if Charlie Dixon found out, he'd get upset and might retaliate. Joy Taylor insisted she had a lot of power, and if Charlie Dixon tried to fire her, she would sue him for assault and accuse him of assault. Now, I think this part is very egregious and I don't think it's being discussed enough, but there's a lot of elements to this lawsuit. It spans 42 pages, so it's quite extensive. So what do I make of this? Now, to be fair, everything is alleged, so I don't want to prosecute or try this case on the podcast. However, I will share my opinions and what I think is going on, because there's a lot to unpack and dissect. Now, here's the deal. I personally wouldn't be surprised if these things were true. Now, I'm very cautious because I'm not the guy who, quote unquote, believes all women blindly. And I think it's often weaponized, like we've seen Joy Taylor allegedly threatening to weaponize it against Charlie Dixon. But I wouldn't be surprised. I think Skip Bayless is in his 70s. He's an introvert and a socially awkward guy who doesn't really know how to communicate with women smoothly or really has much game. He also comes from an era where men in the corporate world used to treat it like a fraternity. So he might have thought he was in an environment where it's cool to do this and the executives do it too. And Joy Taylor is a willing participant, so all women in this office must be cool with it. So what the heck? But she was clearly uncomfortable and didn't consent to any of this. So he's in the wrong. And I'm not justifying this behavior in any way. I'm saying he's 100% wrong if these allegations are true. I'm not willing to dismiss these allegations as cap or say that she's clout chasing or trying to make money, because I think there's a couple of things that's making me see the legitimacy to her case somewhat. So number one, it specifically states that Colin Cowherd is completely uninvolved in any wrongdoing. Now in the suit it says, throughout her entire tenure at Fox, Mr. Cowherd was professional and respectful to Ms. Faragi and her co-workers. So Colin Cowherd is the top dog when it comes to media personalities at FS1. He's the guy who put FS1 on the map and recruited top-tier talent to go to the network. So he's the kingmaker in that respect. If she was truly after money or attention, wouldn't it make sense for her to go after him as well? Now, I'm not saying I believe her. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. After everything that I've seen in 2024 alone, man, nothing surprises me anymore. Also, if she has documented proof that she has been filing complaints and sharing her grievances with HR about this, then that also lends her credibility. She didn't directly consult a lawyer and begin litigation right when it happened. She was doing it the professional route and going to HR. Now, if the executives and HR were ignoring her grievances and not addressing her concerns, then that gives her somewhat credibility. Now, in regards to Joy Taylor, I think if these allegations are true, the fact that she was willing to falsely accuse and blame a man for something that she willingly consented to is egregious and disgusting, and she honestly deserves some level of consequence for doing that. But I can't say that I'm surprised about any of these things being said about her either. Now, I've always thought that her and Emmanuel Acho were a little too buddy-buddy. Plus, I've seen all the International Women's Day and birthday shoutouts he was giving her. Man, she had that dude sprung like the T-Pain song. Plus, I seen a picture of them hanging out at a house, and he didn't even have any socks on. So that's a little bit too close to comfort, and that definitely sets off some alarms with me. Now, when Emmanuel Acho was doing all of these things for Joy Taylor, it's not because he's a good friend supporting her. He was flat out simping for her. Let's call it what it is. Now look, I'm going to say something that might get under people's skin a little bit, but I got to be honest. I watched FS1 when Joy Taylor was the moderator for Undisputed. I always thought that she would dress rather provocatively, and I thought that she was there more so for eye candy rather than having actual sports acumen. I never really thought she knew much about sports. She was never really charismatic, witty, or even knowledgeable to be doing the job that she was doing. But to see how quickly she moved up the ranks and gained in prominence at the network, It definitely seems like it was a case of her being given the opportunity rather than her earning the opportunity. So for these allegations to come out, it somewhat reinforces my thoughts that I had about her regarding her rise in sports media. Now, if you're someone who works in a corporate environment, or even really any professional setting, right? And there is a woman who is not really competent. She's not knowledgeable or even proficient at the job. So I want to make it clear. I'm saying that if she's not really competent, knowledgeable, or proficient, that is the specific criteria. I'm not generalizing and I'm not saying all women. I'm saying those who are not competent, knowledgeable, or proficient at the job, right? But they somehow keep moving up the ranks and getting promoted. Chances are they are either a diversity quota hire or they're related to someone in a position of influence or, and don't be surprised, sleeping with someone in a position of influence. Now keep in mind, Joy Taylor is the sister of a former NFL star, Jason Taylor.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
So, while he may not be an executive at FS1, he does have quite a name in the sports world. So, essentially, this appears that it may be a perfect trifecta. Because we already know that there is a deeper push to include women in the sports media circuit, which obviously Joy Taylor is. So that's one. Her brother, who is a former NFL star, that's number two. And it's alleged that she was having sexual relations with FS1 executive Charlie Dixon, as well as Emmanuel Acho. So that's three. And I don't know how true this is, but she allegedly, from what I'm hearing, made a sexual proposition towards Skip Bayless, who rebuffed her. And there's also rumors circulating online that she had a fling with Shannon Sharp. Now again, all of these are allegations. So I'm not saying it like this is the truth. I'm just saying I would not be surprised, especially regarding Joy Taylor. Now here's another element that I want to discuss. I remember a few years ago, I was a guest on a podcast called Say Word, and one of the topics that I discussed during that episode was relationships in the workplace. I personally said that I wasn't in agreement with having relationships in the workplace because, and I said this verbatim, it's not good to shit where you eat. Now, situations like this are precisely why I am against it. If you can't control the urge, right, and you do something like this, you will put your entire livelihood at stake. This is just flat out wrong and disgusting if these allegations are true. And the thing is, people tend to have consensual relationships in the workplace. However, if those consensual relationships turn sour, then it can lead to dysfunction in the workplace. So now it's impacting the professionalism, right, of a professional setting. That's a dangerous situation. And in regard to Skip Bayless and the allegations that are being made against him, to be imposing and forcing yourself on this woman, that kind of behavior can create an uncomfortable and unsettling work environment. That's not the kind of space that you want to be in generally. And it's especially not the kind of space you want to be in when you are trying to earn a livelihood. Now, I get how workplace relationships happen, right? I get it. Working full-time, the frequency and the proximity of being around each other can breed attraction. And I am sure many people believe that they can have the Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley story, If you watch The Office, you know what I'm talking about. But more often than not, this is the kind of situation that you may more than likely find yourself in. I'm talking about what's happening at FS1. So it's just not worth it. The risk is not worth the reward. At work, it's best to keep things cordial, maintain positive and healthy dynamics with female colleagues, but don't overstep your boundaries where they may start to feel uncomfortable or it can leave room for misunderstandings and also mischaracterizations. So, for example, a guy may be overly friendly or somewhat touchy, and that can make a woman feel as though he is making unwanted advances to her. So my suggestion would be to not do those things and just keep things professional and cordial. Now, in regards to Skip Bayless, again, these are all allegations, but paying a woman $1.5 million allegedly is crazy to me. Like, bro, you live in Los Angeles. The city is filled with actresses, aspiring actresses, mattress actresses, if you know what I mean, and a lot of SWs. There is absolutely no reason why you should even be paying $1.5 million to a woman. But if that is the price you're willing to pay, allegedly, there is no reason to be paying it to someone that is your subordinate at work that you work alongside of. When you live in the city, that you can have access to a bunch of women that will be more than willing to engage in consensual intercourse at that price. Now, of course, these are allegations, but that's just nasty work. So the reality is people in the workforce do have relationships. I personally don't agree with it, and I've explained that already, but to each their own. However, people lose sight that if you are at work, you are there to make a living first and foremost. So if these allegations are true, Fox Sports, Skip Bayless, and all of these other defendants, Joy Taylor and the rest of them, they are going to have some serious hell to pay. Now, if these allegations are found to be baseless and false, then this will only cause further damage to the women who are actual victims of real crimes and offenses. There needs to be some kind of recourse that if a woman makes false allegations, then there needs to be some kind of legal repercussions for it. For example, like the Joy Taylor thing, if it is true, she is willing to go out there and say that this guy did something to her even though it was a consensual relationship. What are the recourses to protect Charlie Dixon against a false accusation like that? So there needs to be something in place to protect those who are victims of false allegations as well. Because the reality is these types of allegations, if they are false, can destroy a person's life in all aspects. However, all of this is new, so we'll have to see how it plays out. Now, at the time of recording, I am looking forward to hearing Jason Whitlock and Marcellus Wiley share their take and give their thoughts on this whole situation. Now remember, those two gentlemen worked at FS1, so they may be privy to certain things. Now on X, formerly known as Twitter, Jason Whitlock is making the inference that Shannon Sharpe may be somehow involved behind the scenes in making this lawsuit happen and is doing so in an effort to try to get back at those who he believes are behind his wrongful termination or dismissal at FS1. Now, I don't know how true that is, and I'm not saying that it is true, but I'm looking forward to hearing Jason Whitlock address this and provide more context as to what he actually meant. Now, as more information comes out, I will be covering it extensively on this podcast. But for now, these are my preliminary thoughts on everything that has just come out. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
Percent off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.